I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, if you're looking for a break from all the U.S. election news, we've got the answer. We're back with slangman David Burke to finish reading through a letter filled to the breaking point with examples of the many ways Americans use the word break.
I didn't mean to break his heart, but give me a break. He's so rude. I know I should be breaking out the champagne now that I broke it off. But I feel guilty, and my voice breaks every time I talk about it. Do you think I did the right thing? Okay, I didn't mean to break his heart. Now, again, in a relationship, hopefully you'll never hear this, and you'll never have to do it, to break someone's heart. It means to disappoint somebody so much that they become so, so terribly sad to break someone's heart. And if someone says to you, "Give me a break," now this is a really common expression. We hear it a lot. Give me a break. That, if somebody says something to you that's absolutely ridiculous, you say, "Give me a break." It means stop talking such nonsense. Give me a break. That's impossible. That never happened. Give me a break. That is really common. I would say that anybody who comes to America is probably going to hear, "Give me a break," within the first hour. It's pretty popular. And if someone says that to you, that means they don't believe you. So, then she goes on to say, "He's just so rude. I mean, I know I should be breaking out the champagne." Champagne is such an event. We don't just say to take out the champagne. We say to break out the champagne. That's really a big celebration. So on New Year's Eve, everyone breaks out the champagne. So she says, "I know I should be breaking out the champagne now that I broke it off." So when you break it off, it means the relationship. I broke off the relationship. I broke it off. And then she says, "But I'm feeling guilty, and my voice breaks every time I talk about it." So when your voice breaks, it starts to shake, and you don't usually get to finish the last syllable of your word because your voice is breaking. And then she says, of course, "Did I do the right thing?" Well, yes, definitely. As we broke it down, I would say, yes, she did do the right thing in breaking it off or breaking up with this person. There are many other expressions using break. If you're sick, your fever can break too, by the way. We hope your fever breaks. If you ever have a fever, you want the fever to break. It just means it comes down. To take a break, there's another thing you'll hear probably the first hour of working in the United States. It's time for a break. It's break time.
Well, maybe not the first hour. After a few hours of hard work, then.
then you get to take the break. But usually, don't people usually talk about, "Oh, I can't wait for the break in another hour. Break time soon." See, you just made me break into laughter with that comment.
Right.
And breaking into a bank, to break in, breaking and entering. That's something we hear sometimes on the news. To break in means to enter with force, to break in. So, it's interesting, as I was going through the verb to break, there must be probably 30 different ways that we use break every day. And what's interesting to an American is that we have no idea just how many times we use these expressions, but these phrasal verbs we use all the time. And we use phrasal verbs that also have slang meanings within the verb itself, like with break, to break down, to be broke. So break is a really, really wonderful verb to attach all sorts of prepositions to and create our own new meanings, which, again, are our two- and three-part phrasal verbs.
Oh. David, let me break in here for 1 second and ask you, the temperatures were so hot in L.A. Recently. Did you break out into a sweat?
Nice. Yes, I thought I had broken a fever.
David Slangman Burke in Los Angeles is the author of more than 60 language books. You can learn more popular slang and idioms that Americans use every day at slangman.com. And you can find the first part of our conversation, along with previous Slangman segments, on our website, voanews.com/wordmaster. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at VOA Learning English. With Roseanne Skirbel, I'm Avi Arditi.